The Palmer Nickel and Cobalt Refinery northwest of Townsville has been touted as the region's largest private employer, but the company's future is now in turmoil. Administrators FTI Consulting will soon start an independent assessment of Queensland Nickel's finances, and the company will continue to operate as normal. The company had sought support from the state government, but was knocked back because of a lack of transparency over its books. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says the development is a big hit to the region's economy, but the government is making moves to soften it.
The first point I'd like to make is that finally we will get a full independent assessment of their financial position. Now, I think that is what's needed. It needs to be public, it needs to be transparent, but also too the company will continue to trade. I'm very concerned about the loss of the 237 workers that has happened at the start of this new year. I think that's having a huge impact on families in Townsville. So yesterday, my first day back at work, I convened an urgent meeting with my high-level directors general, and I have said that we are going to accelerate public works in the Townsville region to hopefully combat these job losses.
Queensland Nickel will meet with the Department of State Development this afternoon. Ben Swan from the Australian Workers Union Queensland branch is also keen to set up meetings to discuss the issue as soon as possible. He says it's a complex situation and the union will be heavily involved in what happens from now.
I'm hoping that, as the administrators have pointed out in their release, that they're in a position to formulate an opinion that the company is in a position to continue trading, and as the administrators undertake their review. And as a consequence of, you know, that, if that does occur, the existing or the remaining 550 employees are in a position to retain their jobs. That's critically important. But you have to bear in mind that, you know, the directors have formed an opinion about the state of the business. And if it's not a light step for people to step into administration. So it is a cause for concern, but we're hopeful that circumstances might be more positive going into the future so that the business can continue to operate and continue to employ, you know, a significant number of people in Townsville. We'll be contacting the administrators today. We will seek to have an urgent meeting with them just to give them an appraisal of, you know, our views of what is actually happening and to convey our concerns regarding, you know, the ongoing process and to make sure that they understand that we need to be included, you know, very closely in the process so that not only can we advise members appropriately of what is happening, but ensure that their entitlements are protected and accounted for.
Ben Swan says he can't yet comment on the impacts on workers at the Townsville port, which imports and exports products for the refinery, importing almost 3 million tonnes of nickel ore in 2014-15. The port would not comment on the matter, stating it was too early to speak on behalf of its customer.